You're listening to Mad Groupie Sounds on the Underground.
Up a little hole in me. I cannot ever be saved. to spoil my day. Oh, yeah. I just want to run and play. The sun is shining, a smile sets upon my face. Oh, Lord, Lord, yeah.
Run, 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 run,
all
run,
I want.
All I wanna do is run.
All I wanna do.
Run, 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 run,
run, run, run.
All I wanna do is run.
Woo!
You gotta do what makes you feel good.
Back to the show. This is a long winter. It's spring now. It's time for rock and roll. And we kicked off that set with, out of British Columbia, Kill Matilda doing I Want Revenge from the punk zombie rock and roll album. And I got to see this band a few weeks ago. I've seen them a few times, but their new lineup is seriously kick ass. And they played at the Bovine in Toronto. And they are now residents of Toronto. So it was their first show officially as residents of Toronto, and it was important for me to be there, so I was there, and they gave me the new CD, and it's awesome, so I totally suggest checking it out. And I did a review of the gig. You can check it out at myfreakingears.com. And after that, you heard Hill Valley Lightning out of the London, St. Thomas, Toronto area. The song was Backseat Bingo from their new self-titled debut release. And the King Bees are going to be playing with Hill Valley Lightning May 31st at the Sister in Toronto. It's Pay What You Can. It's Parkdale. And my buddies, the Blind Cats, will also be there. And it's Greg Kay's birthday from the Blind Cats. So come pay what you can and get Greg all messed up because it's his birthday, and buy him drinks and give him hugs. Because that's what we do around here, man. And after that was the Killing Time Band out of Burlington. The track was Run, Run, Run. And the album is One Set to Freedom. And I caught these guys at the Horseshoe a few months back, playing with a bunch of other cool bands. And they were really wicked. I didn't even know they were playing. And turned out they were awesome. That whole night was actually awesome. There were some really cool bands. Say Yes played, and what's that other band? Oh, yeah, well, Bowman and the Broke-Ass Rockstars, who I've played on the show. And there was one other band, Daylight for Dead Eyes. Or someone, Deadlight for Day Eyes, or something like that. They were really good, though. Total, like, band feel. And so, yeah, that was Run, 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 Killing Time Band. And those guys are part of the, like, 420 movement. They play at all the marches and at the 420 events. So they got a lot of stuff coming up over the summer. Check them out. And we're gonna kick the next set off with my friend Danya and her band Boonhelm out of Toronto. This is Britta on Mac Groupie Sounds of the Unknown.
Soul alive, over mud and body. My man in chains come knocks the door. Moment Hi, this is Renee from The Standstills, and you're listening to Mac Groupies Sounds of the Underground.
Fever. mystery. Heart pounding and fingers numb as your hips are swaying, girl. It's like the devil's got my soul.
Off that set, you heard Boonhelm out of Toronto doing their thing, and that song's called Britta. And King Bees are going to be playing with them Sunday, May 11th at Clinton's Tavern. And Boonhelm has a residency every Sunday, all of May, going at Clinton's. So if you can't catch us that date, they'll be there every Sunday in May. But come on the 11th, because that's going to be a wicked show. It's only $5 to get in. It's going to be awesome. I don't know who else is playing yet, but I'm sure it'll be good because they're like hand-picking all the bands, and I know that they know their music because they picked us. So obviously they know what they're talking about. And wicked band, very original, heavy as hell, great vocals, and they're just cool. They play around a lot, so check them out. Boonhelm out of Toronto. And after that, you heard out of Oshawa, one of my fave bands around, The Standstills, doing Jesus from the Pushing Electric album. And these guys are on a roll. They opened for Danko Jones a few weeks back, and they're playing with the Tea Party coming up, and they're kicking some serious ass, which is beautiful. I love to see that. I did a review. I saw them a few months ago at Lee's Palace, and I did a review. You can check it out, myfreakingears.com. And the album's Pushing Electric. And for a two-piece that recorded a record at their house, this thing is awesome. I blast this shit in my car all the time. It's wicked. So check it out. And after that, you heard a band out of Markham, Ontario, York region, represent. Slash, they're also from Scarborough. Scarbs represent. The band is The Real. The song was Caught Up, and the album is Another First Step. And I caught these guys a few months back, like in the dead of winter in Markham. And they seriously warmed that place up. They got a lot of friends out there, and looks like they're, you know, doing their thing. They're busy, so check them out, The Real. And we're going to kick this next set off with a band who I did a review for last week, and someone wrote on the review that they suck, and I suck, and everyone sucks. So I decided that was like a perfect excuse to play this band on my show this month, just to piss whoever that guy was off. Okay, so fuck you, that guy. Here is On the Verge doing the joint song on My Sounds of the Underground. It's my sounds, motherfucker.
the King Bees on Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Side of BS 101, and you're listening to Matt Groupie's Sound of the Underground.
Beat my not attack Fury. McDeath coming in to make flurry. You drive through at 3 in the morning. Ring of fire coming without warning. Make breakfast, make lunch, make dins. Make sugar, make salt, make head spin. Cholesterol level going through the roof. McDicks will kill you, that's the truth.
Kicking off that set of rock and roll music, you heard the mightiest trio around, On the Verge, out of Aurora, Newmarket, Toronto area, doing the joint song. Wonder what that one's about. And that went out to the jerk off who wrote some mean comments about them on my review that I did and said that they weren't a good band. Because they are a good band. I've seen them many times. I think Dave Adams is one of the best fucking guitar players around. And I think Mark Johnson is one of the best drummers around. And I think Dez is the funniest person to ever see playing a concert ever. And he's in his own world, yet he's like holding those bass grooves down with authority. So whoever that guy was, piss up a rope. And these guys have like been around for over 10 years. I mean, they deserve respect, especially from little shits like that. And they've opened for bands like Fu Manchu and Monster Magnet. And they recently opened for Cadaver and CKY. Like, why would they be playing at all these gigs if they were as bad as that guy said? So don't listen to that guy. Listen to me and listen to my show, because On the Verge is a cool band. And if you got a chance to see them live and you want to hear fucking loud music that's played with authority, then you go watch On the Verge. Okay? Okay. Then you heard King Bee's My Band. We did the song Race with the Devil from the Death Proof Volume 1 album, which we released a couple years back now. We're planning on working on number 3. And we're working on a Springle right now, which will be out next month. So we'll have a few new tracks for that, and then we're going to get right to work on Death Proof 3 and hopefully do it again with Ian Blurton, who did the first two. And we got lots of stuff coming up. May 10th, we're playing in Scarborough at the Rock Pile with Sam Losko from the Trailer Park Boys. And apparently Mayor Rob Ford's going to be there too. So get your crack pipes ready, because it's going to be a fantastic evening. And also May 10th, we're playing at the Newmarket Lion and Firkin for the Northtown Music and Art Wars with some cool bands, including Taylor Cause. And that's going to be a fun night. So that's free and stuff. So if you're in Newmarket, York Region area, May 10th, get your shit out there. And then the next night, May 11th, we're playing at Clinton's in Toronto with Boonhelm. That's going to be cool. Before that, we're playing May 5th. For This City Live, it's a new online program where they film the bands and stuff, and they've been doing this every Monday indie show thing where they have all these like local indie bands and they film them and promote them on the internet and stuff. So I really like what they're doing for the scene, and we're going to be playing May 5th with them at the Sister. Pay what you can there, and I'm not sure who else is on the bill, but I'm sure it'll be good because the last couple I saw were all really good. And May 31st at the Sister with Blind Cats and Hill Valley Lightning for Greg K's birthday. And there was another band, and they were awesome, and they're called BS101, Bad Songwriting 101. The track was Rotten Ronnie's, which is their ode to McDonald's, obviously, and the album is Return of the Burn, one of the greatest albums ever released in the history of mankind ever. If there's one album left after the world ends, this would be the album that should exist to teach all other people about things that happened before humanity was abolished. So BS-101, Return of the Burn, Rotten Ronnie's, great album. Check it out, 25 tracks, and check them out live because they're really fun to watch. And we're going to kick the next set off with a band named after a beer. This is the Reddies, Matt Groupies, Sounds of the Underground.
Five, and you're listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Away the truth. is overwhelming us to sweep away the heartache ground these souls upon. Right side.
Before
kicking off that set, we got Wasted with James. Sorry, they're not James and the Reddies anymore. They're just the Reddies. They're so cool like that. And that's the Reddies. Their new song is Pints of Jager. That's the one you heard. The new album is Pints of Jager. They're covered in Pints of Jager. They're drunk on Pints of Jager. Pints of Jager, Pints of Jager, Pints of Jager, Pints of Jager. I saw them twice last weekend, accidentally both times. And it was a pleasant outing both times, and they were awesome, you know. And it's great to see like a band who's just having a good time and doesn't give a shit about all that other crap, you know, hairdos and all that kind of stuff. It's cool to see just like a band who's there to hang out with their friends and like drink pints of Jager, and it's like a total family experience. And King Bees have played with them a lot of times, so they're really cool. So get their new record. It's on Bandcamp now and stuff and all that internet crap. And after that, you heard the Bloody Five doing a French-titled song, Je M'Excuse, from the album Now Open In Your Pants, the greatest album title of all time. And played with these guys a couple weeks back. They kicked ass, as per usual. We've played with them several times, and they're just cool people and rocking. And their album is really good, so check them out. I believe they're working on some new stuff, and they got a gig coming up at CMW. So if you're going to that, try and sneak by. I'm not sure where they're playing. I don't remember, but I know they're playing CMW. So check the CMW website. They'll be on there. And after that, you heard Second Pass from Toronto doing Biting My Tongue. And got to play with these guys a couple times at the Queen West Music Festival a couple weeks back, and they kicked ass both times. And their bass player had a broken leg, and he still like whooped ass on that stage on that bass. And their singer is like insanely awesome. She is what rock and roll is all about. She owns that stage, and she has a great voice. And I think they're a really cool band and heavy, fun, and worth listening to. So check them out. I have a bunch of their tracks, and they're all awesome. Second Pass is the band. And yeah, they just opened for the Misfits and Lee Aaron, and they got a big show with Vixen coming up, and they're just totally kicking ass. So throw some support their way. And that's what we do here at MacRuby Sounds of the Underground. This is all about independent Canadian music that you're not going to hear anywhere else, because all these other radio stations fucking suck, and they play the same 9 songs by Nickelback over and over again. And so fuck that shit. All the people who work at roundtableradio.ca and musiclink.ca, we're all volunteers, and we're all trying to promote the independent scene in Canada and help our friends' bands. And I mean, and when I say independent, it's not like Arcade Fire or something. Because, like, apparently indie is, like, a type of music. Independent, to me, means people who, like, have to work at shitty day jobs to pay for their music. And so all of the bands that I played today are basically that. You know, they work at some day job to put out the music they want to put out. Because if they, I guess if most of them felt like, you know, being complete tools, then they could go and be Justin Bieber or whatever. All it takes is, like, a haircut or something. And auto-tune. So that's what we're about here at roundtableradio.ca and musiclink.ca. Check out all the other programs, because they're all doing the same thing. They're all playing indie Canadian music. Some feature different, you know, genres and things, or different formats, interviews, things like that. But they're all worth listening to, because you're going to discover at least one or two, three bands that you might like. And, you know, we're all in this together. So what we're trying to do here is just build a community of people, and even just playing different bands. You know, when I tell all the different bands that their song's going to be on my show, they get to hear 11 other bands that they might not have heard, and it's cross promotion and it's blah, blah, blah. And you could do this too. Just make a radio show in your bedroom. That's what I'm doing. I'm sitting here in my bedroom, smoking cigarettes, making a fucking radio show. Like, it's not very hard. And same thing with the articles that I'm doing at myfreakingears.com. You can just see something and then write an article about it, and it could go on the internet. Or you can like write a song and record it and put it on the internet. Like, there's no, like, don't worry about what the music industry thinks. There is no music industry anymore. you know? It's like there's like 15 artists that sell any records and they all suck. So like basically we're starting our own music industry and like who gives a shit about all this other stuff and all these mainstream radio stations and Much Music who plays no music. They play shows about dancing and Jersey Shore and like that's what they play on their stupid channel. Oh, and Teen Wolf. That's a biggie, Teen Wolf. So if you want good music independently, then you got to check out all the shows on roundtableradio.ca and all the shows on musiclink.ca. And I'd like to thank those two websites for hosting this. And I'd like to thank HansenCustoms.com for doing all my guitar works. And that guy can do anything. So if you need like paint job or a neck or a body or just you want a whole guitar built or you just want to whatever insane idea you can come up with for a guitar, this guy can figure it out. He is a genius. So HansenCustoms.com. If you play guitar and you know, want to do something cool with yours or just even check out what this guy's doing on his website, just go check it out. And I want to also send you to MyFreakingEars.com where I do all of my blogs and articles and things and try not to, like, you know, rip on The Verge or any bands that I like too hard because I don't like that very much. But actually, you know what? I don't give a shit what people think. It's not that I don't like it. It's just I don't like it for them because, like, they're working hard. But I don't personally give a shit what anybody thinks. And I think everyone knows that by now. So, yeah. So check out MyFreakingEars.com. And then basically just check out MacGroupie.com because that's where all of my crazy, insane, creative, whatever the hell I'm doing is. Get all my dates and links and blah, blah, blah. All that internet stuff. King B's on Twitter and Facebook. Matt Groupie on Twitter. I'm always on there. Twitter to me. Email me if you got music. MattGroupie@gmail.com. Email me if you know bands that I should be playing, but I'm not. MattGroupie@gmail.com. Again, the website is MattGroupie.com, IndieRoundtable.ca, MusicLink.ca, Rock and Roll. See you in May. Keep rock and roll alive and support your local scene. Go down to your local bar and go see five bands for $5, whatever's going on. Buy a t-shirt, buy a CD, like them on Facebook, promote the videos, or else we're not going to have any fucking music left, all right? All right, you listening? Okay, rock and roll, bye.